time is 6 minutes past the hour of seven. Joining me on the line, Bianca Bertus, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Bianca, good morning to you. Rand claws back some lost ground as China-US trade talks look set to revive.
Good morning, Howard. It's actually a miracle we're not suffering from whiplash of some sort. Then it's on, then it's off. So hopefully this time they will actually stick to it and get to the meeting tables and get an agreement in place. However, I'm not too optimistic about it. We all know that Donald Trump is using this as a ploy to win the next election. So I won't be too quick to assume that we are heading on the right path.
All right, so we're going to have to keep an eye on that. There was a lot of discussion around the NHI debate. Does that have an impact on our currency?
It definitely has an impact on our currency. Looking at the credit ratings agencies, they are already concerned about the credit risk that is present within our fiscus. And NHI will most likely cost us anywhere between 300 to 400 billion rand. And how those funds will be raised from an already strained tax base is still one of the key questions that people are asking. So basically we saw that the Minister of Health was saying that South Africa cannot go without implementing NHI, and we need to get a platform in place where everybody has equal access to healthcare. Well, the opposition party said on the other side that the burden it will place on the country and the healthcare sector is so tremendous that we really can't afford to implement it, and that they even envisage the collapse of the entire healthcare system, which will leave all South Africans in a worse off state than what we initially started at.
Wow, absolutely, absolutely vital conversation, and one that that does have an impact even as we have this dialogue. What are the ranges for today? What is current values and what are the ranges?
We saw the Rand hit 15.47 in the overnight. Luckily, that was a knee-jerk reaction. And we are starting the day back at 15.33 against the dollar, 16.95 against the euro, 18.69 against the pound, and 4.34 against the shekel. Typically on a Friday, we do see a bit of consolidation take place, and the Rand tends to come under pressure in the afternoon session. So we can expect the Rand to continue targeting that 50-50 mark. And the big next level after that is the September 2018 low of 15.70. But luckily, we are still feeling quite range-bound, and there's not a lot of data coming out today. The only key aspects that we will be looking at is European CPI, and unemployment figures, as well as the local trade balance. And then the U.S. is set to release PCE price index this afternoon, coupled with real personal income.
All right. And values, current values?
We start the day at 15.33 against the dollar, 16.95 against the euro, 18.69 against the pound, and 4.34 against the shekel.
Bianca Bertus, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, bringing us the Forex Report every morning at